I'm Mayan Silver. 2 days ago, the Republican-controlled legislature asked the Wisconsin Supreme Court to block an order by Democratic Governor Tony Evers' administration, extending Evers' safer-at-home order through most of May. Evers' administration issued the order on public health grounds, arguing social distancing is necessary to save lives in Wisconsin due to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. I spoke with UW Law Professor David Schwartz about what the legislature is asking for in its lawsuit.
We have to distinguish between the technical legal points they're making to the court and what might be called the strategic goal of bringing the lawsuit at all. The points that they're making to the court are that the stay-at-home order did not go through the required administrative procedures. And they're also arguing that even if it had gone through the required administrative procedures, that they think the governor doesn't have the power to issue a stay-at-home order and close businesses. So that's what they're arguing to the court. They've asked the court to give the governor 6 days to go through the administrative procedures, at the end of which time an injunction would be put in place. That is, the law would be blocked. It would end the stay-at-home order. Now, it's not clear to me that 6 days is enough time to follow those administrative procedures. And so that leads me to be uncertain about what the goal of the lawsuit is. I can imagine two possible things. One, the more aggressive goal might be that what they're trying to do is to get the court to basically throw out the stay-at-home order entirely. A more modest and, I would say, reasonable goal would be that they're just trying to have the legislature have a seat at the table and have more input into how the stay-at-home order and the business closures are structured going forward.
So under the statute that the Evers administration is using, in a sort of a more wide reading of it, he would have a lot of authority under that statute to basically rein people in when there's a public health crisis. Here, his administration, right?
Right. The statute that the governor is relying on allows the Department of Public Health to close schools and forbid public gatherings, and what's more, to take, quote, all emergency measures necessary to control communicable diseases, end quote. That's a very broad authority that's given to the governor by statute. It's not dependent on his declaration of a state of emergency, and I think now the legislature is trying to argue that the governor shouldn't have powers that broad. They're hoping that the court will significantly narrow down the statutory powers that the governor has by some kind of narrow technical statutory interpretation.
And do you have any idea why they can't just convene the legislature and change the law?
Well, they could pass a bill to change that law, but you know that would be subject to Governor Evers' veto. So I think they've anticipated that and are not pursuing that route.
And what are the chances that the Supreme Court is going to say, look, under these statutes and administrative regulations, Governor Evers' administration doesn't have enough power to extend the stay-at-home order?
It's really too difficult to say at this point what the court will do, especially without having heard what the arguments are from the governor, because they haven't filed their papers yet. What we do know is that the Supreme Court has set a schedule to hear the case, and they're allowing the governor several days to respond, I believe by April 28th, and then the legislature can file an answer to the governor's response on April 30th. So what that tells us is we're not going to get a decision from the Supreme Court any time before April 30th, and it could even be longer. It could be the early days of May or even later than that. So we won't have an answer from the Supreme Court for at least a couple of weeks. And frankly, what they would say, your guess is as good as mine.
That was UW Law Professor David Schwartz speaking with me about the GOP-controlled legislature's lawsuit against the Evers administration's Safer at Home order.